You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Frisco. This message was recorded on August 30th, 2023, and is titled, All for the Gospel. Grab your Bible and let's join Steve and the message.
Well, yours don't have an off button? Well, I'm just offended by the way they talk at work. Well, tell them to shut up. Go to another room. Don't walk around offended all the time. Well, you know the preacher, he offended me. It's impossible for me to offend you. I do not give offense. You take offense. You choose to be offended. And if I'm doing it with this book, just remember that it wasn't me that offended you. It was this Bible that offended you. So go home and stare at this till you get straight. Well, I just wish he wouldn't talk about old Trump, and I wish he wouldn't talk about them politics, and I wish he'd quit calling Joe Biden a brain-dead mannequin. Walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's a duck. Boy, he just ain't a very good preacher. He just says all that old crazy stuff. I'd rather have me one of them that just told a nice story every week but never read his Bible. Blah. I'm going to do that either. So here I'm going to finish up. Being filled with the fruits of righteousness. Now, right here, and I'm getting ready to wind it up. Are you filled with the fruits of righteousness? Or are you training your flesh in righteousness? I want you to think about that for a minute. Curtis is laughing because we've been doing this for a long time. If you're filled with the Holy Ghost because you've been born again, then your soul has been made right with God. And your inner man's been made perfect. And there's a righteousness that will come out of you because of what's in you. Your flesh is destined to fail until you can overrule your flesh. Your flesh desires what's not of God. You know, one of the craziest things I ever heard when I first became a Christian, I heard a preacher stand up there one time and he said, man, I've heard them stories. And I got saved and I used to go dancing and I used to drink and I used to do all this stuff. And then I realized that ain't no fun. He's a liar. I've done all of it, and I can remember some of it, and it was fun. Next morning was pathetic, but while we was doing it, there's something exciting about that moment in time when you get bulletproof rich and handsome all at once. The bad part in it is it'll destroy your life. We had a lot of it that's been happening around the last little bit. And you look, some of that stuff will destroy your life, but your flesh likes it. Your sin nature likes it. So I can either go through all the methods of religion to train myself to look like I'm righteous, or I can feed my spirit and allow the Holy Spirit of God to overrule in my life and bring me back to plumb. I can allow the grace and mercy of God to allow me to repent, to get back straight. I can also listen to the voice of God who will direct my steps and lead me in a path that I'm supposed to go. But God never led me to the beer joint unless it was to tell somebody about Jesus. God never led me when I was thirsty to a 12-pack. God never did that. If I'm a follower of Jesus, I don't have to worry about that. But if I'll sit around there and watch or listen to wrong stuff and get around the wrong people, my mind can go back. My sins got erased white as snow. The Bible says forgiveness is as though it never happened. But I can remember. And those are the arrows in the quiver of the enemy. No temptation has seized you, but that which is common to man. Because of my flesh. Because of the misgivings of my life. Satan knows how to bring the right guy, say the right thing, tickle my ears, set my mind on a path. Put you back on the path. I've been with drug addicts that could sit around and start talking about dope and get high with no dope in the room. You've seen it, ain't you, Sheriff? Your mind will go there. So, he says right here, being filled. This is what's wrong with the little dabble do you ministry. Well, I believe you're saved and someday you'll be filled. Let me tell you something. You won't know you're saved until you're filled. You'll rely on something you did. You did. I prayed the prayer. I blew the snot. I walked the aisle. I did it. Until you're filled with the Holy Ghost, he said, unless a man be born again, he will not see nor enter the kingdom of God. To be filled with the Holy Spirit, completely reborn. Then you're filled with his righteousness. Then through the word of God, I renew my mind and I overcome my flesh. But the fruits of righteousness are within me because of what God did, what Jesus did, not because of what I did, what Jesus did, which are by Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. Now, I had full intentions of doing six more verses, but we're going to quit. Couldn't quite get that far. Do you hear who God's talking to tonight? He's talking to us. Live a spirit-filled life. Not have spirit-filled church service. We already did that. That didn't work. I mean, it was okay for the moment. And everybody come by and told me how good I did. Do you know here lately, I don't know, very few people come by and tell me how good I did. A couple of you do. I'm going to start standing in the back and make you do it like they do on Sundays. Make you all come by and lie to me. Boy, when we'd have us one of them old Holy Ghost throwdowns now, I mean, everybody ready. Now we're just going to do the word and we're going to have to look at ourselves in the word. And how many of y'all have ever left this place and went home and felt miserable? Come on. I see your heads nodding. Praise the Lord. I do it almost everywhere. I'm miserable before I ever get up here. And then I get really excited. Get really excited. Because now we're called to something. Can you hear the hope? Can you kind of see what maybe I'm seeing a little of? Can you get a hold of a little of that? That give you a reason to get up in the morning? To do what we do? And to let what's in us come out to be convinced of the gospel, confirm the gospel, and not just stand around defending our faith. Well, y'all going to know someday I was right because you people are all going to hell. Boy, that's going to fix a lot of stuff just waiting on everybody to get it after they die. How about we get it now while we live and do it all to the glory of God? So I want you to go home and I want you to think about this stuff. I want you to go home and I want you to read Philippians 1 the rest of the week. I want you to meditate on the Word of God and I want you to think about what God's saying to all of us. I want you to ask yourself the hard questions. Am I truly born again? Am I filled with the Holy Spirit? Is God's righteousness really in me? Am I prepared for the task? Am I ready to be in chains for the gospel? Where am I in this, Jesus? Do that this week. And when you get back next week, we'll be more like the Church of Philippi than we were this week. We're going to be faithful servants in this is what we're going to be when it's all said and done. And we're all going to do it together. And let me tell you coach up here at the front, He's a head cheerleader too. This is going to be fun. May not look like it from where you're sitting, but I'm telling you right now, this could be a lot of fun. Could go to jail over it, but it could be a lot of fun. Okay? Everybody in? Love you guys. And just so you know tonight, because of the Word of God, my prayer life over you has changed. Just to be real honest, I hadn't wept over you guys in a long time. Be real honest, there's been some days in the last few years where I wondered why I was saddled with this task. Every Tuesday, every Wednesday, every... Here we are, every week. And now, praise God, here we are every week. And we're going to keep being here every week. And we're going to keep doing this. It's worth it. And I know for a fact that I speak to one of the best groups of people there are on the planet. I know that for a fact. So y'all receive the Word of God, and we'll just keep doing good, okay? Let's pray and we'll be done. Lord Jesus, thank you for your word tonight. I don't have anything else to pray, Jesus, other than thank you. Your word is good. Your Holy Spirit is powerful. I thank you for this group of people. Thank you for our little body here. Grow it, Lord. Now we got a reason to grow it. Bring them in from the north, south, east, and west, Lord. I'm asking you today, Jesus, if you would send out your angels to the north, south, east, and west, Lord, to bring in the next generation. Bring the next generation through these doors. Bring the next generation in front of that camera. Bring the next generation to hear these words of truth. That, Lord, we would sow into their lives. That, Lord, that they could live with the hope that we have. So we thank you tonight and give you praise, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. Or on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.